You know, a lot of people think that what I'm talking about is new, but it really isn't. It's as old as time itself. As a matter of fact, this is what the sages have been talking about since the beginning of time. Those wise sages of the past, they all spoke of the oneness of life. And this is where the secret of life lies. And what these wise people, these wise sages, were trying to tell people was the fact that everything, whether it be in form or formless, all stem from the same energy. The only difference being the form that the energy has taken. We have energy which has taken form, and we call it nature. Before form, it's the spiritual world. It's non-existent to us from our intellect, but it's there. Now, the enlightened people, such as the sages, etc., refer to this energy as God. And what you have to realize and accept is the fact that life as we know it is a spiritual journey brought about by mind, consciousness, and thought. Now, thought is the catalyst that enables us to see and recognize the existence of nature, or of life, as you want to call it. It is also mind and thought that enables us to delve into the secret of the existence of a spiritual reality. Such explanations of the spiritual side of life normally lead to what is called religion. And this is where it's lost, because it goes back to the intellect. Now, the amazing thing is, if anyone ever sees even a minute glimmer of such, the existence of such knowledge, it changes their lives forever, because it elevates your mind to a higher degree of understanding, way beyond the intellect, which in turn always creates a more beautiful feeling, a beautiful life, to whoever observes this knowledge. And it's the lack of such knowledge that creates our insecurity, our fears, anxieties, which in turn lead to all the problems that humanity goes through. This is why all the wise have said and always will say, love is the answer. Because if love is present, fear is non-existent. The wise have always claimed, when love is in one's heart, the doors to happiness are open wide, and one sees what is instead of what isn't. What isn't is the contaminated version of life seen through the blindness of humanity. You know, life is it's a game of hide and seek. You got to seek and find your true self. Now, your true self is nothing to do with you as a person, as a personal human being. The true self, it lies inside. It's a spiritual knowledge that's there in the very core, the very essence of your soul. Because that's what your soul is. Your soul is consciousness, but in reality, it's a spiritual consciousness. It's knowledge that's way beyond the intellect. It surpasses all knowledge that we know. It's a divine knowledge. And if you ever get a glimmer of this divine knowledge, what it does, it's like a penicillin. It clears the channels of the soul, it clears the channels of your mind, it clears the channels of your thought system, and it brings about a new way of looking at life. That's why people go to church. But a lot of people don't even realize why they go to church. They go to church to try and praise a so-called personalized God. and I'm afraid it's not wrong to do this, but it's misguided. And if you ever get on the real track again, you'll realize that all you're looking for is knowledge that's been deep inside your soul from the very day you were born. And when you see creation, this knowledge is lost because you see a form. And the knowledge I talk about is not in a form, it's in a formless state. This formless state, again, comes from a spiritual reality beyond the intellect, beyond life as we know it, because life as we know it, see, there's, you could say there's two types of life. There's a life we know. It has taken form, and we call it nature. There's another life before this. It's the spiritual world that lies within. And this is where the sages and all the wise people from the beginning of time have always said, if you seek inside, look within, that's another way of saying it, and look beyond the intellect, that's another way of saying it, you'll find this knowledge. And it's knowledge that's uncontaminated by human form. It is before the formation of form. Now, it can never be figured out. You could never, no sage in the world or no wise person in the world could ever explain to you why. Why is it a game of hide and seek? Why is it you look for this inner self? There is no answer to this why until you yourself find it inside yourself. What it does, it's inside your very soul. It's the very heart of you. It's the very existence of life itself. And it comes via your consciousness. This is why I talk about three principles: mind, consciousness, and thought. Because mind is the intelligence of all things, whether in form or formless. Consciousness is the ability to recognize existence, and thought is the catalyst that we use to play a game called life, to try and find our way home. And home is the center of the soul. Home is where all the churches are trying to lead you. Home is where all the wise people try to lead you. And this home, as I say, is the very center of your soul. Believe me, it's only the ignorance of humanity that tries to find the spiritual knowledge from outside. It's only the ignorance of humanity that takes you back into the past to try and go through all the trials and tribulations that you've gone through in your life. Those things that create all your problems. And believe me, if you ever go to any place that's taking you back in the past, walk away, because there is no answer there. There's only the ignorance and the looseness of humanity. Look for the spiritual side of life. And once you find this, it's like an awakening. You awaken to a new life, a new way of seeing life. You survey life in a totally different way, because when you find such knowledge, again, it brings the feeling of love. And love and understanding go together hand in hand. You You know, I feel sorry for those poor souls that go to those awareness groups and get led astray.
They get led into
the lostness of the past. They'll never find it there. They'll never find it through anger, hostility, blaming. Forgiveness is the way. Always. To forgive is to forget. And when you can do that and forgive those who have harmed you in the past, then you'll be a happy person. And when you do that, what it does, it lightens your spirit, because you're not carrying all this garbage that you've collected throughout your life. You're free. You start to free yourself from all the contaminated stress that you've picked up throughout your life. And believe me, in turn, this creates happy marriages and happy lives. For years now, I've been trying to explain to many people how psychology and psychiatry have gone astray for the simple reason there's no forgiveness. Like, you go to church, many psychiatrists, many in that field, they go to church. And they honestly believe what they've been told, that love and forgiveness is the way. This is the words of the wise. And it's true. Love and forgiveness is the way. But when they get to the office, they take the patients back in the past and they start blaming the patient's mom or dad or friends or teachers or somebody who's harmed them in the past. And this is not the way, because this is not forgiveness. The patient has to learn forgiveness. Simple forgiveness. Then the past doesn't mean anything. Because when forgiveness comes into your heart, the feeling of love arrives. The feeling of love and forgiveness is the greatest healing agent that any human being can find. So, please, don't ever allow anybody to take you back into the past and blame other people for your problem. Learn forgiveness. Learn the art of love. And love, understanding, and forgiveness are all tied together. And when they're tied together and you realize this, then you will find a lot more happiness, a lot more peace, a lot more contentment. And this in turn will enable you to have that wonderful marriage you've been looking for, the full life you've been looking for. And someday, I truly hope, you can see and understand what I'm saying. Until then, all I can say is God bless.